Your Eye on Annapolis Daily News Brief keeps you informed about what's happening in Annapolis, Anne Arundel County, and Maryland. Local news, local sports, local events, local opinion, and of course, local weather. Your Eye on Annapolis Daily News Brief starts now.
Good morning. It's Wednesday, April 24th, 2024. This is John Frenay, and this is your Eye on Annapolis Daily News Brief presented by Annapolis Subaru and the SPCA of Anne Arundel County. You know, I got nothing today, so let's just get right into the news, shall we? Several schools in Severna Park and Arnold were placed on a, quote, hold following a reported threat of potential violence yesterday morning at about 10 a.m. Anne Arundel County police report no evidence of weapons was found on any school property, but they did establish a significant presence in the area as they investigated. The threat was ultimately deemed unfounded and the hold was lifted just after 11 a.m. There are some discrepancies, however. The school said that someone called 911 to report the threat. However, police said that the call was placed to a school resource officer. The schools say that there was a, quote, hold, yet several students in Severna Park High said it was a full-on lockdown with students being sheltered in dark classrooms and asked to sit on the floor away from windows. And if there is one thing that social media is good at, it's for spreading false rumors, which we always caution people about believing. So no, there was no gunman at Chick-fil-A then heading to the high school. And also, there was not an armed man trying to get into the high school to get at the principal. Those were just two of the most popular ones we saw, along with the, my sister-in-law's neighbor down the street has a cousin who has a kid at the school, and they said, you get the drift. It's hard not to know, but we do need to be thankful for the responses from the police, the fire, and the school to make sure that our kids are safe. And in the end, they thankfully all were. In some much better school news, five Anne Arundel County public high schools have been ranked among Maryland's 35 best, according to U.S. News & World Report. Here's where the Anne Arundel County public schools ranked statewide. Chesapeake Science Point came in at the top of the list at number 11, Severna Park at 12, South River 22, Arundel 26, Broadneck 35, Old Mill 60, Southern 67, Chesapeake 81, Northeast 84, Annapolis, 98, Glen Burnie, 116, North County, 139, Mead High, 142, and Anne Arundel County Public Schools Virtual Academy, number 153. Now that's statewide. Here's where the top five ranked nationally. Chesapeake Science Point came in at 595, Severna Park High at number 624, South River High at 1208, Arundel High at 1371, and Broadneck High at 1820. So we had a pretty good showing there. On the business front, Hyatt and Weber, an attorney here in Annapolis, expanded its land use and zoning commercial litigation and real estate practices. The firm did welcome a new associate attorney, Mark Tripp Fulton III, and he's a former assistant city attorney for Annapolis and a University of Maryland School of Law graduate. Fulton does bring extensive local government and litigation experience to his new role, where he will represent businesses and individuals in various legal challenges, no doubt against the city of Annapolis. Many city attorneys actually slide over to Hyatt and Weber. There's a reason that they are the attorney to call if you are building or developing in Annapolis. Finally, Homestead Gardens in Davidsonville is hosting its annual Spring Girls Night Out this evening from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. The event promises a lively evening of sipping, shopping, and product sampling from top local businesses and restaurants. Attendees can enjoy a 25% discount on all purchases, and the event is free, so ladies, go grab some girlfriends and make a night of it at Homestead. Up this Saturday on the Local Business Spotlight, we're going to be chatting with Lee Norwood, who knows all about getting kids into the right college. She is the owner of Annapolis College Consulting and a new program called College Sharks. If you have a kid that may be headed to college, you don't want to miss this one. It does drop at noon on Saturday. And by now, you know the drill. Please let your friends, neighbors, and colleagues all know about our daily news recap email. It is free. It comes to your email inbox every night at 7 p.m., and it will keep you up to speed on all the top local news stories. And it's paywall free. Many thanks, as always. All righty, let's put this puppy to bed with a quick thank you to you and also to our sponsors for the Daily News Brief. Annapolis Subaru, the SPCA of Anne Arundel County, Solar Energy Services, and Hospice of the Chesapeake. So now you just need to hang tight because George Young from DCMDVA Weather is standing by with the only locally forecasted weather report you will find. And Bridget, also known as Beeper Buzz, is here with her Annapolis After Dark music report. And honestly, this is the accurate one. There are others that have listings of music and stuff like that, but she really has her finger on the pulse of the music scene here in Annapolis and Anne Arundel County. And her reports are very, very accurate. Anyhow, enough of that. All that's coming up for you in just a bit, so stick around.
Have you ever had to wait to get an appointment at the Apple Store? Skip the wait and the line at the mall by visiting MacMedics in Severna Park or Lanham, where appointments are not necessary. MacMedics is an Apple-authorized service provider. MacMedics services all Apple devices, including broken iPhone screens and batteries, and all without an appointment. Most iPhone repairs are complete the same day and usually within a few hours. MacMedics is also an Apple-authorized reseller and sell Apple products at the same price as the Apple Store. Visit MacMedics in Severna Park or Lanham for Apple-authorized sales and service and shop local. Don't wait for help. Call MacMedics at 410-757-MAX, which is 410-757-6227. It's 410-757-6227. Or visit them online at MacMedics.com. When you live near Annapolis, you know how fickle the weather can be. So you need a truly local forecast that's accurate and reliable. Forecast right here in Annapolis. DCMDVA Weather is not just for today, but for the rest of the week and the weekend too. Now here's George Young of DCMDVA Weather with the weather outlook for today and beyond.
Hey everyone, this is George with DCMDVA Weather, and this is your Eye on Annapolis forecast for Wednesday, April 24th. Yesterday was really nice out across the Annapolis region, despite some chilly AM temps and some breezy afternoon winds. While we might see a few scattered AM showers today, sun will return in the PM hours, and we'll have a nice stretch of weather all the way into early next week. Look for mixed skies today, with a possibility of a little rain this morning, with breezy winds gusting over 20 miles per hour at times, with highs in the upper 60s to mid 70s across all of Anne Arundel County. From there, the expectation is for sunshine to return, but with more chilly morning lows Thursday and Friday, with temps in the 30s and 40s each day, with PM highs Thursday around 60 degrees and in the low to mid 60s on Friday. As for the weekend, it looks like we'll see plenty of clouds on Saturday, with highs staying in the mid-60s or so, ahead of sunshine Sunday and Monday, with highs warming up to around 80 degrees on Sunday and in the low to mid-80s Monday, with more 80s and a small chance for some PM showers or storms on Tuesday. Okay, that's it for today. This is George Young of DCMDVA Weather. Make it a great day out there today. Stay healthy and be safe, and be sure to follow DCMDVA Weather on Facebook and X for weather updates each day, along with the website at dcmdvaweather.info, so you can always stay weather informed.
Coping with advanced illness can be overwhelming, and determining the best options for a loved one isn't always so easy. But here at Hospice of the Chesapeake, your hometown hospice, we want you to know you do have a choice. You can choose exactly who provides the care and the type of care you receive, and it's your decision when and where your loved one receives that care. We have served our community, family, and friends for over 40 years. We are there when you need us. Learn how we can help at hospicechesapeake.org.
The music scene in Anne Arundel County is popping, and sometimes it's hard to sort through it all. From blues to pop, from funk to ska, Beeper Buzz has it all covered for you in this week's Annapolis After Dark.
Good morning, Annapolis. Beeper Buzz here with your Annapolis After Dark weekend music highlights for Wednesday, April 24th. Through Sunday, April 28th. Go to the socials for Annapolis Streaming and Beeper Buzz, and also both websites for the full schedule. We update the Facebook posts and our websites with changes and cancellations so you know before you go. AnnapolisStreaming.com, AnnapolisMusic.us, and BeeperBuzz.com. Live music for today, Wednesday, in Annapolis. Kevin Pollak and Doghouse Blue will be at Middleton Tavern. Miss Jaw Bluegrass will be at Dark Horse. Around the county, Aaron Hawkins will be at Cooper's Tavern in Edgewater. Dave Teef will be at Pirate's Cove down in Galesville. Mixed Business Duo will be up at Mother's in Arnold. And Joey Fitz will return to Langways in the Crofton Gambrels area. Thursday in Annapolis, Dan Healy Band will be at Dark Horse. Soren and Ben Bays of Mr. VCR will be at Annapolis Market House. And around the county, Loose Change will be down at Killarney House in Davidsonville, and Jennifer Schimpf will be at Blackwell Barn and Lodge up in Gambrels. And under my other things to do, which I include at the bottom of each day's schedule, Bob Quinlan will be hosting open mic night at Copper Creek Pub in Severna Park. Friday night music in Annapolis. Start with happy hour at Ram's Head Tavern with Aaron Hawkins of Loose Ties. There's a new local songwriters showcase, and it's going to be at Annapolis Market House on Friday night. Three local area songwriters will share their originals and some covers, too. The musicians will be Alex G. Lee, Haley Nicole, and Elsie Collette. Also on Friday, Jordan Sokol of Pressing Strings will be at Red Red Wine Bar. At Vibe, three bands, Rickshaw Lizard with Higher Education Duo and Loop of Boom Trio, bringing you funk, rock, and reggae. The National Bohemians will be at Blackwall Hitch. And if you miss Aaron Hawkins earlier in the night, catch him again with his full band, Loose Ties, at Middleton Tavern downstairs. Around the county on Friday night, Chris Button will be at the Green Turtle in Edgewater. Noelle and Jeff will return to Coconut Joe's. Also in Edgewater, George Evans will be making his debut at Langways in the Crofton Gambrels area. David Sparrow will be at Blackwall Barn and Lodge in Gambrels. Mook Jones will be at Gina's Cantina in Millersville. The Tommy McGee Band will be at Mother's in Arnold. And Migs Country Music will be at Severna Park Tap House. Just down the road, Loose Cannons will be at Brian Brew. Saturday in Annapolis, Josette and Bill will be at the Graduate Hotel in the Trophy Room. There's a really cool show at 49 West Saturday night. Donna Long, Peter Bryce, and Samantha Supley will present a concert of traditional music from Ireland and Irish America, drawing on a repertoire of jigs, reels, 17th century harp music, and songs from the age of the Revolution. Maryland songs will also be included for good measure. Also on Saturday night, Matt Heat will be downstairs at Middleton Tavern. Mr. VCR will be rocking Dark Horse. And DJ FO4 will be spinning the tunes at Tsunami. Around the county, start with brunch at Cooper's Tavern on Saturday with Ben Heemstraw of Ben and the B-Band. Jesse Marie Trio with Joey Mitchell and Jason will be at Brian Brew in Severna Park. All You Need Band will be at O'Loughlin's in Arnold. Migs Country Music will be at Rumor Reel up in the Dena. And down in Galesville, there's going to be another Dock Bar opening party. This time it will be at Pirate's Cove with music all day by Grayson Moon and Pete Best of Peterbilt. Sunday Fun Day in Annapolis. Start with brunch at Bread and Butter Kitchen in Eastport with music by Bridget and Dawn of Guava Jelly Duo. Carly Winter will be at Annapolis Market House. And if you sleep in on Sunday and miss Guava Jelly for brunch, you are in luck because then you can catch them later in the day at Dark Horse. Also on Sunday afternoon, Tim Atkinson will be playing in the Closed Street Dining Area and Market Space outside of Federal House and Market House. Wendell will be singing the tribute to Sinatra at Carpaccio's and end the night with Sean Owen at Stan & Joe's on West Street. Around the county, Timmy Metz and Tambo will be on the Dock Bar deck at Stan & Joe's Riverside keeping everyone dancing. And Mixed Business Duo will be up at Rumor Reel, hopefully on the new big stage up in Pasadena. Remember, these are just the highlights. Find the full schedule of music for all of Annapolis and the surrounding areas on the Annapolis Streaming Facebook event and on the websites AnnapolisStreaming.com, AnnapolisMusic.us, and BeeperBuzz.com, spelled BeeperBuzz. Add the websites to the homepage on your cell phone to make them an app. Then it's just two clicks to the music anytime. I'll see you out there.
Hello, energy consumers. This is Rick Peters, president of Solar Energy Services. Is all this talk of inflation making you uneasy? Me too, especially the uncertainty. How bad will it eat into my future purchasing power? Well, don't feel helpless because solar energy can give you some financial control. By installing and owning your solar system, you can lock out electricity cost inflation by locking in your electricity price for more than 25 years. Many of our inflation-fighting clean energy systems offset 100% of the annual electricity demands. Customers frequently add electric vehicle charging and backup batteries to their solar projects, providing them inexpensive auto fuel and additional energy security for the home. Freeze energy inflation in its tracks by committing to affordable, clean solar energy. Call us today at 410-923-6090 or visit us at solarsaves.net. But don't wait another minute. Sunshine's a waste.
Sunshine, sunshine, nothing else can make me feel so fine.
You've been listening to the Ion Annapolis Daily News Brief. Tell your friends and colleagues, this is the podcast where you can keep up on the latest with what's going on in Annapolis and Anne Arundel County. And don't forget about our website, ionannapolis.net, where you can find even more information. And make sure you follow us on Facebook at All Annapolis and on Twitter at Ion Annapolis. This Daily News Brief podcast comes to you every Monday through Friday at 6 a.m.